This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It's time to get intimate with Checkpoint Intimates.
Yes, you are here with Checkpoint. My name is Elliot, and today I'm joined by two incredibly special guests. I am currently talking to Riley Neville, programming, art, sound, and game design, and Noah Seymour, level and game design from Spug Games. You two are about to release a game by the name of Webbed. First and foremost, how are you two doing? Thank you so much for joining me.
Doing well. Great. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. So, Webbed is a video game about an adorable spider. We don't often see spider protagonists in video games, but hit me up. Where did this idea come from? What is this game for those who have never heard of it before?
So, elevator pitch, Webbed is the story of a happy little spider whose boyfriend has been kidnapped by a big mean bowerbird. And you got to use your web skills to make friends with bugs and mount a daring rescue mission.
And daring it is. I have had an opportunity to check out this game so that I could get the lay of the lands, the Australian lands for that matter, because it is set in Australia. I got to eye off those wattle within the trees and all the native Australian flora and fauna. Before we really dig into that, though, I do want to talk to you two individually and just get why Webbed? How did this all begin?
Well, it started with just Riley making a prototype about, it was a demake of Just Cause 2, wasn't it?
Yeah, originally.
Wow.
That soon changed.
Yeah, it was just a 2D demake of Just Cause 2, which there's a grapple hook mechanic in that, in which you can connect two things together. But as Riley was said before, you can suddenly, when you can connect in 2D a grapple hook to the middle of two other grapple hooks, you've just started making a web, and so that's a spider. And at the time, I was also working on a game called The Massive Legs, which was about 1 to 8 players all working together to control the legs of a spider to walk around. And so we both had spiders on the brain.
I may have a little bit stolen the idea from Noah.
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds like a match made in heaven. Did you two know each other before this project, or you really did join forces to produce Webbed?
Yeah, we both went to a local games meetup regularly called Squiggly River. And yeah, we'd known each other for about a year then, and we both played each other's games. I'd played A Mess of Legs quite a few times. It's a lot of fun.
Yes.
Love that. So obviously your studio, you've come together, you've called it Spug Games. You obviously have insects on the mind. Is this something you two have always been interested in? Because, you know, as I kind of alluded to earlier, you don't often see spider protagonists. I mean, often they're the antagonists, they're villains, they're enemies that you have to kill within the games. Do you like insects? Do they get a bad rap?
I really like insects. I know that much. I have, for a long time, liked bugs, but especially working on A Mess of Legs, I really started to look really closely at spiders specifically. Mm-hmm. And so from then, I just kind of keep falling down the rabbit hole further and further of, like, I've bought big books of most documented spiders in Australia and love to take pictures of them in my backyard and just look for them wherever I go. So,
aww.
And they do definitely get a bad rap in video games a lot of the time. Yeah. They're almost universally enemies. And, like, if you've seen videos of peacock spiders doing their little dances, they're incredibly cute. There's nothing threatening about them. That's not an enemy. It's about a millimeter across in total. It's a tiny little dancing, colorful friend. And we want to show that sort of character in our game.
Yeah, totally. And, you know, within the art, I can clearly see the work you put into it. I mean, it must be hard to kind of make spiders come across as so adorable and friendly, and you've succeeded, like, undeniably. Does a spider within your game have a name? I'm trying to think if they were ever referred to as a specific name or not, but regardless, they are just so cute.
We usually refer to them as Buddy. Buddy the spider. That's from, I mean, the moth who is basically your best friend in the game, pretty universally refers to the player character as Buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Some other characters refer to you as Comrade or Little Spider. There's not a set name, but we generally refer to them as Buddy.
Yeah. Yes. I do like Buddy. I like that you can dance as Buddy. I think you've really captured that feeling of the innocence and the friendliness of certain species of spider. Mm. But obviously, I mean, there is this flip side to this whole conversation. Like, number one, kudos for making spiders adorable. But then obviously there are players who have genuine, serious fears of spider. How did you go in, like, with this in mind? Did you always plan to have an option there for people who are more adverse to the sight of a spider?
Not initially. At first, I think my main goal was just make it as cute as possible. But even still, even with it being quite a cute spider, we still got some messages on social media saying, like, this looks adorable, but I'm just too afraid of spiders to play this game. So it wasn't really that hard to add an option at that point. So once we had a couple of messages like that, I just figured, like, I'll spend a day. I'll make a blob version of all the spiders in the game and just add a toggle in the menu where you can toggle between spider mode and blob mode.
We always love accessibility. Obviously, it's fantastic. The more people who are able to experience a game is definitely a good thing. I remember playing a game by the name of Grounded that is still not fully released, but in some kind of playable state. And they did a very similar thing where the spiders could become more and more blob-like depending on your fear of spiders. And I hope this is just a good thing moving forward for all spiders in games, because there are, I mean, there must be a good amount of people out there with genuine arachnophobia who just aren't able to play a game featuring a spider, no matter how adorable it looks. Did either of you get a chance to look into Grounded? Do you see that game reflected in your own in any way? Are we on this path where more and more bugs and spiders are going to be seen within games?
Yeah, I definitely had seen Grounded before, and that was a big reason why I just went, well, why not Blob? Yeah, Blob seems to work fine for them. Out. Yeah, so I haven't played Grounded, but from what I understand, the spiders in that game are enemies, so it does make sense that, like, they are quite scary creatures, so it's probably a little more critical for them that they have that option.
They look pretty cool.
They definitely look cool, but they're supposed to be scary.
Definitely. I mean, it just plays on that whole sense of, oh, here, you're very small, these things are very, very big, you're already scared of them, but if you look at the up-close detail, oh my god, are they horrifying. But obviously Webbed is in a totally different kind of game. Run us through this, because, you know, we haven't really unpacked the gameplay too much here. It's a 2D kind of web-slinging style platformer with more, like, openness than I expected to see. What was your plan running in here with Web? Did you always want it to be this somewhat open world game where you could tackle quests and tasks in any order you want?
Yeah, that was part of the design from the start. I think the ability to build webs kind of made us want to be able to return to areas we've been before and just see the little webs we've built.
Mm-hmm.
So that was always part of the initial level design.
I mean, I know that initially it barely had any plans at all from the prototype.
That's true.
And it was like taking it from a prototype, which I think you can still find online. It's not great. It's real floaty.
People still like it though.
They do. But yeah, so from that, like, Riley was showing that off at Squiggly River Games meetup, and I was seeing this and it's like, I love this, and giving like ideas, I guess, of like just a few things of like, don't be a thing I can't attach a web to and a thing that I can't stand on or will kill me or something and reset me, and then suddenly you can start making levels out of that. And so from that, and also the persistent webs makes it encourage open world, but also takes it from a space where you just catch flies in webs to webbed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. And those persistent webs, I mean, that's a key part of the design of this game too. So you can shoot out webs to swing your way across levels or get to new areas, but you can also just kind of attach webs to certain surfaces and then attach them to another surface to make a permanent web, as you kind of said, which makes traversal in this game quite unique and interesting. It makes me kind of wonder why we've never really seen this before. It kind of just works so well. You know, it's a little bit of Spider-Man with the kind of web-slinging from buildings that just meets a more traditional kind of focused 2D platformer as well.
Yeah, I also thought that was surprising that no one had done it before. I spent a good, like, couple of months there just constantly Googling various search terms to try and find spider games because I was convinced that this couldn't have been the first game to, like, make this sort of just web mechanic building bridges and stuff as part of a platformer. And I found one other game which uses a similar mechanic called Eight Legs to Love. And that's like it's a little Pico 8 game. And it's really cool. And it uses the same sort of like building webs, but it is just a level based catch a bunch of flies game on a timer. So it's not the same thing. And it's just, yeah, it feels like a really obvious mechanic for a platformer. And we just couldn't find anything like it.
Surprising. It's not easy to have good ideas all the time.
Proposes really interesting level design questions as well about how do you make a space that's fun to swing through and build a web through. The way that we approached it was having areas that were focused on things you could do in the game. And so that's swinging in the whole B section and then using your laser and webs to manipulate objects in the ant section, and then a bit more focused on building webs because of the limitations to where you can put webs down in the beetle section, which really helps, like, practice, I guess, the whole system of what you can do in the game. But, of course, literally any of the solutions are pretty much valid in all of them, which is a great side effect of having the way that the webs work.
Yeah, totally. And I mean, that just to me showcases good game design, right? Like, you use multiple solutions to a single problem, and the game quite elegantly tutorializes all those different ways that you can utilize your webs to get to the end of a puzzle or a certain platforming segment or whatnot. It was really cool to see a lot of that stuff and a lot of the different styles of game. Did you always want to make sure you had these, you know, these set areas like the beehive or the ant den or whatnot? Did you always want to make sure that these areas were sectioned off in the way that they currently are?
I think, yeah, once we started taking it a bit more seriously and started building like proper levels, and we aimed for each space and themed area to be targeted around specific mechanics and teaching them and having fun in that sort of space where about swinging or puzzle solving and object manipulation, or as the whole beetle section pulls a lot from Half-Life 2 specifically.
And oh, wow.
It's fun, like, physics puzzles that also combined with a separate idea of limiting surfaces you can grab to majorly, which is, I guess, somewhat very slightly taken ideas from Getting Over It with Benefotti.
Oh, love that.
It's much more forgiving, though. There are checkpoints.
Yeah, I can't say that I've been able to get very far in Getting Over It.
No, me neither.
No, that's a hard game.
That's a hard game. But another Aussie game representing. But speaking of which, obviously there is a lot of depictions of Australia flora and fauna within Webbed. Was that always important to you too as well? Did you always want to make sure that the game was based in Australia and that there were these obvious kind of hints towards where you're playing through?
Yeah, I think as soon as we decided we wanted the main character to be a peacock spider, it kind of, well, not a real peacock spider, but a laser spider, which is a sort of peacock spider. We wanted it to feel a little bit grounded in that way. So like the main villain of the game is a bowerbird who kidnaps your boyfriend because he is shiny and blue. And we have, like, native ants and native beetles and native stingless bees all throughout the game. And just wanted to highlight those, like, really cool and unique animals in Australia that don't get a lot of play when the, like, cute koalas and wombats are hogging the screen.
No, totally. I think it worked really effectively too. I also noticed that there is collectibles and whatnot throughout the world, and you can often, you know, rescue spiders or ant larva as well for certain characters. So there is kind of like this sense of you have these specific tasks to achieve, but there is a lot more to this world too, and a lot more you can do and explore. How much do you anticipate your players will just be kind of exploring this beautiful world you've created and just looking for the sights and uncovering the secrets?
Depends on the player.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some players have spent many hours in the demo that we designed to be about 10 minutes long.
Oh, no.
So I think it has a lot of replay value and just the ability to just be creative and build webs and also find all the little secrets throughout the game can take quite a while.
Yeah, we've definitely had a few playtesters who've been desperately hunting for every last fly.
Yes, yeah, totally.
You do get a special hat if you collect all the flies, so
yes,
it's worth it.
Oh, nice. Good tip. I will admit that the first few flies I caught, I tried to catch them by just kind of propelling myself towards them and nabbing them out of the air before I realized, no, I'm stupid. Just make yourself a permanent web and they'll fly into it. But, you know, I'm glad.
It's a valid strategy. You are a jumping spider.
Still works. Yeah. A jumping spider would not use a web.
Yeah. Very true. We should also talk about spider lasers, right? I mean, you've already mentioned it a couple of times. Not something you often associate with the spider, but...
I don't know where you live, but all the spiders here have lasers.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Is this a Queensland thing I haven't heard before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when did you decide that you wanted a laser attack for your spider game?
I mean, it's a holdover from the initial prototype, which was a Just Cause 2 remake.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So the first mechanics we implemented were grappling hook, parachute, and laser,
mm-hmm.
laser shooting. But it kind of needed to stay in the game because it's a really good way of both breaking webs that you've put and you don't want to be there anymore, and you can break webs at a distance with your laser eyes, and also of moving objects around for physics puzzles.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had some people suggest that maybe it would be more realistic to have a venom blast instead of a laser blast, which honestly is, I just think a venom blast seems cruel. A laser, like if you shoot an ant with a little laser, it kicks them a little bit back,
yeah.
and they're fine. If you kick them with a venom blast, that has a feeling of like pain to it. You know,
yeah.
I just don't think it's the positive vibes we're going for.
They could set their faces lasers done in Star Trek. Why can't we?
Yeah. No, I like that. The good, wholesome, friendly vibes. But you know, that does raise a good point. There is no real combat in the game, at least not from what I've seen. Is that always something you had in mind? Did you want to make sure that the game was playable without any real kind of combat sequences within it, or have I just not got to that part yet?
No, there's no combat. Yeah, there's a little limited bit of combat with the battle bird, but nothing. Nobody dies in the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, even the flies you eat can be freed.
Yes.
All right.
So yeah, it's very focused around, we wanted it to be a game about making friends, specifically,
mm-hmm.
And so it's hard to make friends when you could also fight.
Yeah, totally, and I think it would go against the kind of vibes you're building up for this game. You've somehow made a spider super friendly and sweet and nice, and it's good that every single time I come across a new kind of critter within this world, I just instantly assume it is a friend and that I can talk to it, and that's great, including your moth pal, or whether it's the beetles or the ants or the bees and whatnot. And a specific moment I found, I did come across a skateboard, gave me some Tony Hawk vibes as I collected letters that spelled out the word webbed. That was awesome.
Very, very proud of that section.
Oh, yeah.
Noah spent a lot of effort getting the skate park to feel fun as
A
skate park in the movie. It's not an easy task at all.
It's not a solved problem. Right, at least okay. It wasn't before I did it.
You solved it. You solved two new skate parks.
I've made a solution.
I think it was just so delightful to see it there. I mean, I hope every ant den has its own secret skate park within it. But no, that was really cool. And it showcases just one other thing that you can do with webs, which is, you know, attach something else to the web so that you can use it, you know, as a parachute, as you mentioned earlier, or in this case, like you web yourself to the skateboard so that you're kind of attached to it. But yeah, really, really cool stuff. I mean, obviously there is a lot to see within webbed, and I don't want to give too much away. Maybe I already have.
I think that's all right.
Noah, Riley, tell us, when should our audience expect to get their hands on webbed if they're interested, or where should they go if they want to find out more information?
So webbed is coming out on PC on September 9th, and you can follow Spug Games on Twitter at Spug Games, that's S-B-U-G Games. You can also wishlist the game on Steam or Good Old Games or Humble Bundle, I think, all our wish lists. Yeah.
Perfect. Awesome. Well, Riley and Noah from Spug Games telling us all about their upcoming game Webbed, which is releasing September 9th to PC. Noah and Riley, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having us.
You've been listening to Checkpoint Intimates. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate and subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.